Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The legendary, iconic book author of so many important books, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Blanchard is here. He's one of the legendary business thought leaders of our time. And I'm glad to say he's our friend. He's been a member of, he's been hanging out with us on the show here for more than a dozen years. And lo, those many years ago, probably, 35 years ago, Ken, you and Spencer Johnson wrote The 1 Minute Manager.
Yes, 1982 it came out nationally, but we self-published it in 81. So
yeah.
That's 35 years ago.
Your story inspired me, Ken, to stick with what I've done, which is to continue to, you know, we started our own publishing company, and it published all three of my books successfully, but your story about how back in those days, what you did with your first book, The 1 Minute Manager, that was unheard of in 81, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it really was, and
to be self-published.
Yes, it's interesting. We never had an e-book in it, Jim. So a while back they said, why don't you reread the book and see if you want to make any changes for e-book? And we did. And I started to laugh because he was on his intercom system, you know, all the time. And I asked the young people in our company, you're using your intercom? And they look at me, you know. And most of the people that reported to him all were right around his office. He wasn't managing anybody online. And then we... it was kind of a top-down, philosophy, at least the way it was expressed. So we changed the one-minute reprimand to one-minute redirects, which is much much more consistent with. I think the young people today look at leadership as a side-by-side relationship rather than a top-down relationship.
But yeah, they're wanting to be more of a partner than a subordinate, aren't they?
Yes, and they have a lot to contribute, so I think it really is makes a lot of sense. So,
how does the 1 minute? And by the way, folks, the book's been re-released. The new 1 Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard, Dr. Ken Blanchard, and Dr. Spencer Johnson. Of course, you know Spencer Johnson's also the author of Who Moved My Cheese. But you knew Spencer back when, right? You both knew each other when before either one of you were cool, I guess. So. What does the 1 Minute Manager, how does that help, how would that help baby boomers manage millennials, work with millennials?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, you believe and I believe the 20% that's going to give you the 80%. You know,
right, the Pareto principle.
The key things? And I don't care, no matter what generation you is, the first secret is 1 minute goal setting. All good performance starts with clear goals, you know. And once the goals are set, what millennials want you as a manager is to be their advocate to help them accomplish their goals, you know. So you really work for them now, and how do you help them accomplish their goals? You know, when I was a college professor, I always gave the final exam out the first day of class, and the rest of the faculty would say, what are you doing? I'd say, I'm confused. They'd say, you acted. I said, I thought we were supposed to teach these kids. You are, but don't give them the questions in the final. I say, not only am I going to give them the questions in the final, what do you think I'm going to do all semester? I'm going to teach them the answers. So when they get to the final, they get A. Life's about getting A. It's not some normal distribution curve. And so the young people want you to help them get an A.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by, the second secret is praising progress. You know, as you see them moving in the right direction, give them an attaboy, an attagirl. And then if for some reason it's going in the wrong direction, you don't punish them. You just go and see them and say, God, the numbers aren't looking the way we talked about, you know. How can I help you get back?
You know, in my opinion, that what you just said, is what you just described is redemption.
Yes.
And redemption, in my opinion, is one of the most important fundamentals of successful leadership and management. Because if you can learn how to say, what did we learn, instead of why did you do that, things will change in your business, won't it?
Absolutely, you know, because that's, you know, kind of, you know, I'm brighter than you, you know. I can see the problem. What can we both see here, you know? What do you think's going on? And then people don't have to hide things, you know. I wrote a book with Gary Ridge, the president of WD-40, and he implemented a thing. In WD-40, there are no longer any problems. There are only learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. People come to him and say, Gary, we had quite a learning opportunity in our department, which means a lot of people screwed up, you know. So he said, well, what can we learn from it? Which is a whole different thing than, all right, you know, who are we going to beat up for this?
Well, you know, another thing, the one-minute concept also leads you to what I learned a long time ago from a mentor, and that is to make lots of decisions. And you know, if you're thinking about managing in 1 minute, you've got to make a lot of decisions, don't you? I mean, because you got to make a lot of quick ones.
Yes, but it doesn't take that long to tell somebody you notice that they're performing well and you want to give an attaboy. It doesn't take very long to say, gee, the numbers don't look like they're going well. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you get back on track?
Right. Oh. What do you think? What did we learn? How can I help you? Those three are pretty powerful redemption questions, aren't they?
For sure, yeah. And I think that's all part of side-by-side leadership.
Yeah.
And it gets out of being I-oriented.
Well said. Hey, Ken, you want to give us a website?
Yes, it's Ken Blanchard, Ken.Blanchard, or KenBlanchard.com, really.
KenBlanchard.com. So check that out, folks. The new book is actually not all that new. It's called The New 1 Minute Manager. I encourage you to check it out. Tim Till, right back with Ken Blanchard. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.